Now, after they accept the sample and you've gotten the name and phone number from your prospect, it's important to let her know that you will be contacting her within 2 days. You don't want to ever wait a week after you've given someone a sample. That's way too long. You've allowed way too much time to go by. Because remember this, when someone accepts a sample from you, you've generally gotten them excited about trying the product. Now, if you allow a week or more to go by, they can lose that enthusiasm. You have weakened the connection that you have established with her, and chances are it's not going to be a successful sampling program for you if you do it that way. You need to follow up with people in a timely manner. This is crucial. If your schedule is too busy, or you know that you are not going to do the follow-up legwork, I'm going to encourage you to not work the sampling program, because it's not going to work for you. You know, oftentimes you wonder, well, why don't people call you back? And they just don't. I don't have an answer for that. Through all the years that I've been in the business, many times I would call someone that I'd given a sample to, and they'd say, oh, I am so glad you called. I have a question. And they're all excited and bubbly, and you're wondering, well, why didn't she call me? She has my name. She has my phone number. I don't have an answer. Maybe they're too shy to call you. Maybe the relationship is too new and they're nervous about calling you. That is why it's important that you be on top of your follow-up calls. If you give a sample on Monday, you need to be connecting with that person Wednesday, Thursday at the very, very latest, because people will lose their enthusiasm. They will forget about you. You have to work on establishing that relationship. So after she accepts a sample from you and you've gotten her name and her phone number, you need to let her know that you will be contacting her in a couple of days, and you also need to say to her, now, when you get these home tonight, you want to use these right away. Put aside whatever else you've been using, because I really want you to discover the Labrie difference for yourself. So put aside your soap, put aside whatever products you've been using, and you simply set out your little bottles of Labrie tonight, and it's very simple. It's a three-step process that'll take you about 2 minutes to do, and you're going to love it. Okay, and you encourage her to get started right away. That's very important. Now, let's say that she's taken the sample, you've thanked her, you're excited about working with her, you're going to be calling her back in a couple of days. Now it's time to do follow-up. Now it's Wednesday, and you've given the sample on Monday. So you need to really make sure that you have logged her in on your appointment book, that you have her name down, her phone number, you know what samples you gave her, and you give her a follow-up call. A follow-up call simply goes like this. Hi, Sue. This is Linda calling. I met you the other day at Walmart, and I was the Labrie lady that shared the Labrie samples with you. I'm just checking in to see how the products are working for you. Now, if you get the answering machine, as in this situation, simply say that you're thinking about her, and that you are calling to see how the products are working, and leave your name and number. Now, if she answers, if she's there and she answers, simply say, you know, hi, Sue, this is Linda calling with Labrie. I met you the other day at Walmart. Generally, she'll say, oh, yes, yes. And just say, well, have you had a chance to try your Labrie samples yet? And she says, oh, yes, I have. And say, well, how did you enjoy them? How do they feel on your skin? And you just have a little conversation with her. Did you add a little water with the moisturizer? Did you get a chance to read the Labrie versus the competition brochure? Did you get a chance to look at the ingredients that are in the products that you're currently using? And you just start to chit-chat with her briefly about the product. Now, if she's really excited and she says, well, they feel really nice, then go ahead and talk with her about a possible lesson. Okay, if everything is positive and she sounds friendly and it sounds like she's enjoying the samples, simply say, well, you know, Sue, you are also eligible to receive a Labrie skincare lesson. Have you ever had anyone work with you before in a skincare class or a skincare environment? And chances are she might say, yes, she has. Simply say, great. Well, let me tell you what a Labrie lesson is all about. And then you would proceed to talk with her about our LeBri hostess program. That as a LeBri consultant, you would love to help her receive free and discounted LeBri products. She will receive these free and discounted products by holding a lesson in her home with a minimum of 4 of her friends, where you would come and pamper them and teach them good skincare habits, talk about ingredients, what to look for, what to stay away from, and you would proceed to tell her about the LeBri lesson. But the key there is, the language that you need to use is to help you receive free and discounted products and to help you earn LeBri's shopping spree, $150 shopping spree at a 50% discount. See, now this is what you would venture into if you find that she's real open and she seems like she's enjoying the samples. Now another situation may be when you're following up with someone and she says to you, well, you know, you ask her how she likes the product and she says, well, you know, it feels pretty good. I haven't seen anything yet though. Now keep in mind, it's been 2 to 3 days. And simply say, and I always smile when people say that, I simply say, well, you know, Sue, you have to remember that you've been only on the product for 2 or 3 days. You have to remember that it takes at least 30 days before your skin will do a turnabout. So it'll take at least 30 days of using the product before you're going to see dramatic results in your skin. Samples are strictly to give you an idea of what our products are like, what they feel like on the skin, and to help rule out any possible allergic reaction. What you need to do is continue using your samples, you know, for the rest of the week, and I'll check back in with you again later in the week. Now, do you have any other questions for me? Now, that's how I handle someone that says, well, I haven't seen a whole lot of results yet, but you have to let her know these are only samples and she's only been on the product for 2 to 3 days. Wrinkles don't happen overnight, and they're not going to go away overnight. Enlarged pores don't happen overnight either, and they won't go away at night. And the one thing that I've asked when people say, well, I haven't seen a whole lot yet, one thing I've learned to ask is say, well, what is the one thing that you would like to see LeBri change as far as your skin is concerned? Get her to tell you, what is she looking for? Is she looking for a firmer complexion? Is she looking for a smoother complexion? Is she looking to eliminate fine lines and wrinkles? Because again, this can help you work with that prospective client to either get her on the product or to have her host a lesson. Now, if you find on occasion when you've given a sample to someone that you keep getting their answering machine and you're not able to speak with them in person, the best thing to do is to leave a heartfelt message. And it goes something like this. Hi, Sue. This is Linda calling from LeBri. I've been trying to contact you for a couple of days now, and I'm just not lucky. I'm just not able to reach you at home. I've been thinking a lot about you, and it's really important to me that you share with me how you're enjoying the products. I would really value your opinion. Would you please give me a call back when it's convenient? And if I'm not home, feel free to leave a message on my machine. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks so much. See, it has to be heartfelt, because when you let them know that you've been thinking about them, that you value their opinion, chances are they will, you know, leave you a message, or hopefully they'll call you at a time that you're able to be there and pick up the phone. But again, you just never, ever know. Sometimes I've had situations where I've given samples to people, and they were enthusiastic about accepting my sample, and I would try to call them and connect with them 2-3 days after the sampling process, and I just would never be able to reach them. I kept getting their answering machine. And lo and behold, many times, even 2 to 3 weeks after, sometimes 5 to 6 weeks after, I would get a phone call from that individual. And they'd say to me, well, you know, you'd given me a sample and I had tried it and I really liked it, but I wanted to use up what I was currently using and I'm ready now to give your product a try. That will happen. Those situations will happen. What I'm trying to impress here is the fact that the more seeds you plant, the more chances you're going to have of all these seeds sprouting, and they're going to sprout at all different times. You just never know when. And but if you just give out a sample, one here, one there, and maybe, you know, two samples in a month, that generally isn't a whole lot of germination that can go on there. Those seeds are not going to, you know, sprout as quickly for you versus, you know, making and setting goals and saying, okay, every week I'm going to hand out a minimum of 3 samples or 5 samples. And handing samples out is something that can be done quickly in the course of an afternoon when you're out doing errands, in the course of an hour. One great place to hand out samples is at the food court at the mall during lunch hour. It's sample heaven. Have you ever gone to a food court during lunch hour? We have women there that are coming in from lunch. They're, you know, from work, and you see them all congregating, sitting around a table. It's a very fun and easy way to hand out samples. I've done it many times, and it's been very successful, because what I found happens when you have a group of ladies at a table, if one girl is kind of shy, someone else won't be shy, and they'll say, now what is this? Or, oh wow, pure natural, I'm into more natural things. You'll generally have one in the group that's real outgoing, which gets everybody else excited. And when you have a group of girls that all work together, chances are that you'll find that maybe you can't get a hold of Sue, but you might get a hold of Mary, and you might get a hold of Dawn, and Dawn and Mary will get a hold of the other girls that you're not able to get a hold of. That's happened as well. So many different situations will present itself to you, and that's why I earlier said that I love to sample. Initially when I started out, it was a little scary for me too, I'll be real honest. Those little butterflies were going, but I found that, you know, people are people, and you can't be afraid of approaching someone just because someone's going to say no to you. I think so often when we get a no, we think, oh, you know, this isn't working, and sampling's not for me, or I'm just not good at it. We take it way too personally, because when you turn no around, what does it spell? It says, spell's on. So you need to press on, because you're going to get your yeses. Every no will lead you closer to a yes. And that one yes you get, she may have a network of lots of people. And she may be the one that keeps your appointment booked for the next, with lessons for the next 2 months. So you never know. So again, you know, be consistent with your sampling. Be consistent with your follow-up. Another thing that you can do is if you talk to someone about having a lesson and she says, well, you know, I'm just not into that, or I'm just too busy right now, then simply turn it into a one-on-one. Maybe she's uncomfortable with having a lesson because she doesn't know you well enough yet and doesn't trust the product well enough yet to share it with her friends. So one of the things that you could suggest to her is that you come and do a lesson with her. Many consultants who do this, they have tremendous success. The sales are high. It's a great way for you to bond and further connect with that prospect. And many times these same people that have one-on-ones have lessons from you after that, because now they can see what this whole lesson thing is all about, and they're more willing to invite their friends and neighbors. So keep that in mind. Try turning it into a one-on-one. If they don't want to have a lesson, if they don't want to do a one-on-one, then you just simply ask them, you know, would you enjoy, are you ready to try full sizes of Labrai? Would you enjoy trying the full sizes of Labrai? Or are you ready to try the full sizes of Labrai? And if she says, well, you know, how much do they cost? Then of course you would talk with her about the 5-piece skincare system, that we have a special bonus packet. It's our skincare deluxe set, and this includes our cleanser, freshener, moisturizer, eye repair gel, and our scrub. And this is a special set because you get our scrub for free. It's a special value for you. And chances are you might get her on the 5-piece set. So there's different scenarios, as you can see, that can occur from sampling. One of them is that sample person will become a buyer and buy the products from you without a lesson, without a one-on-one. She may become a hostess for you. She may have a one-on-one lesson with you first and then become a hostess. Or if she just buys the product from you, without having any type of lesson, then what you need to do with her is make sure you follow up with her. You know, once they buy the product, you get them on the tree or the 5-piece, you need to make sure that you are there for her so that she will continue seeing the results and that she's a happy client, because happy clients tend to refer people to you. And as soon as someone says to you, you know, I love these products, my pores are becoming smaller, my skin isn't as oily, as soon as you hear something positive from that person, that's your signal that you need to ask for a referral. And that's where you would work with the Sample a Friend program. Sue, I'm glad you love the product, Sue. I'm happy to hear that your skin is looking better and feeling better. And this will continue in the months ahead as you use Libri. This is just the beginning for your skin. It will continue to change, and as the products continue to nurture and heal your skin, you're going to see your skin go through some other changes as well. You know, Sue, I was thinking, among your many friends, who do you know would enjoy learning about Libri and trying some free samples? That's how you ask for referrals. Because if she's liking the product, if she has said something positive to you about the product, that's your signal to ask for a referral. Don't neglect that part of your business. Because every person that you meet has a network of people that she knows. She could have a big family, lots of friends. And by you not asking, again, you're not going to be able to plant more seeds. The more seeds that you plant in the course of a month, the greater the harvest. But these are little things that we all need to learn to do. We can turn a sample person into a hostess. We can turn a sample person into a person that absolutely loves Libri and becomes one of your most loyal customers. When that happens, get referrals, because that will continue to further your business and help your business grow. That's how we build a pipeline, by following through with our customers. The other thing about sampling I think that's important to know is that you can't feel obligated to give someone a sample if you sense that they're not excited about taking the sample. When you're offering someone a sample, whether it be at the mall, at the Little League game, if you feel, if your intuition tells you, oh, gee, she's not really this excited, and you're second-guessing whether or not you want to give her the sample by her actions or by what she says to you, again, simply feel free to retract that sample. Simply say to her, well, you know, Barb, if you aren't as excited about trying Libri, it's okay. You know, please be honest with me, because I do invest in these samples, and I need to give this sample to someone who's really excited about trying Libri Pure and Natural. Take the sample back. You know, you're a businesswoman. You cannot be giving samples to people that you feel aren't excited about trying those samples. So let's review the steps to successful sampling. First, it's all about having a positive attitude. Before you go out to sample, make sure that you look successful. Make sure that you look professional. I'm not saying that you need to wear a suit, but look put together. Look like someone who loves what they do and takes pride in how they look. This will also help your attitude. You know, if you feel good about yourself, if you feel good about the girl in the mirror, chances are you're going to get better results. I don't encourage ever wearing jeans when you go out sampling. This is too casual. People will not take you seriously. Wear a nice pair of dress pants, a sweater, a blouse, a skirt, but jeans is definitely not the proper attire to wear when you're out sampling. Again, that'll affect your attitude. If you look too casual, chances are you may end up with having some casualties. Okay, so work on that positive attitude. Work on that positive image. You're going to see that you're going to have much better results when your attitude and your image are polished and intact. Number two, be enthusiastic and be excited. People can sense your enthusiasm. If they sense that you've got something that you're really excited about, it arouses their curiosity and they will want to learn more. Number three, practice what you are going to say when you approach someone. Do this in private. Practice at home. What you do in private will pay off in public. So, you know, just don't want to go out. You don't want to just, what I call, wing it. You want to practice in private so that when you're out doing sampling, that it's going to flow easily from your mouth. It's very simple. Excuse me, I would love to get your opinion on something. Have you heard about Libri Pure Natural? You haven't. Oh, well, I'm working with this wonderful line. It can be very simple. Smile and make friends. Be warm, be friendly, be outgoing. Number four, be consistent with your sampling. Set goals for yourself. 3 to 5 samples a week for 4 to 6 weeks during that time period. It's going to take consistency. A sample here and a sample there will not give you good business building momentum. So be consistent and set goals for yourself. Number 5, be prepared. Take samples with you. You never know when an opportunity will present itself. When opportunity knocks, you have to be ready to open the door, because opportunities really aren't lost. They just end up going to someone else. So you don't want that to happen to you. So take samples with you. Take your notebook and pen with you, and always be in the mindset that an opportunity is going to present itself to you. That's all about having a positive attitude. Number 6, approach people in your age category or older. Approach people who look as if they take pride in how they look. Number 7, don't take it personal when someone says no to you. It's not that big of a deal. There are thousands of people living in your community. I've gotten many. I kept going. You've got to do the same thing. When you get a no, you turn it around. And what does it say to you? Press on. Keep going, because that yes is just around the corner. Number 8, follow up with the people you give samples to. This is key. You will not be successful with sampling if you don't take the time to follow up with your prospect within 2 to 3 days after giving her a sample. This is crucial if you're going to be successful in the program. Number 9, have fun. Sampling should be fun. Yes, the first few times that you go out, you might be a little nervous, and that's okay. You're learning. You might even stumble a little bit. That's okay. You're learning. The main thing, though, is don't take it so seriously. Have fun and look at it as an adventure of making new friends and meeting and helping new people. The key thing is to know what it is that you want. You have to set goals. You have to have a dream. You have to know what it is that you want to achieve on a weekly and a monthly basis. Realize that you can be successful. Anyone can. What it really requires of you is determination, a made-up mind that you're going to be successful, desire, and knowing what it is that you want. Now, what is it that you want? As the old saying goes, if you have a dream, nothing gets in your way. If you don't have a dream, everything gets in your way. So don't let anything get in your way. Have a dream. Go out, share the bride with others, and you will see that you're going to enrich many people's lives, including your own.